This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With the 96th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, our Buffalo Bills select Harrison Phillips, defensive tackle, Stanford.
That's what it looked like a year ago at the draft, 2018, when Fred Jackson and Andre Reed called up Pancho Villa to announce the Bills' third-round selection. It was Harrison Phillips, defensive tackle from Stanford. He became close with Pancho Villa, and Harrison is in studio with us live right now. Good afternoon, Harrison. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. My condolences. I know Steve and I feel for you. You developed not just that relationship, but a really strong personal bond with Ezra Castro, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic individual, so amazing for our organization and our community, but just a great person and a great father, and I'm very happy to have grown a good friendship with him through just the year that I had known him.
At the draft last year, I assume you were watching that Friday night, and what did you think when this guy steps up to and calls your name? Did you think, this is bizarre, this is insane?
Well, you know, obviously, I was on the phone with the Bills at the time,
yeah.
And you know, it was all emotional, and I was crying, and all these dreams came true of mine. But it was just my family there, my mom, dad, sister, and girlfriend. And you know, I'm kind of on the phone listening to what's going on, but I see this big, elaborate thing happening.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of listening, kind of watching. They kind of hang up, and so I get to watch it. And it was kind of, you know, my coming out opportunity into the NFL.
Sure.
Ezra got to do that for me and make my introduction into the NFL for all my friends and family and supporters along the way, all the people in my village that, you know, helped raise me.
Right.
They got to see my dreams be accomplished by him doing it for me.
Amazing.
And it was incredible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like I got to have a heck of a career.
Great
introduction.
Absolutely. You got here, you first met him as a training camp last year, and then, of course, you've, like the rest of us, you kind of walked through until the tragedy happened yesterday when he passed. You're going to head down for the funeral and all of that. And interestingly enough, too, you live here. I mean, you haven't left here this offseason. How has that been for you?
Yeah, I mean, for the whole OTAs, obviously I've been here, came back a little early. I was in Omaha for a little bit and trained a couple weeks at Stanford. But for the most part, I've been around and just really embracing the city. You know, through this offseason, I was able to build a pretty good relationship with Jim Kelly. And so getting involved with some of the stuff that he has. Most importantly, I was networking through some of the Optimists and Rotaries and some of our sponsors here for the Buffalo Bills that I put on a camp here last weekend, a playmakers camp for kids with Down syndrome and autism, special needs, and as well as some inner city kids from East Buffalo.
Right.
So I was busy with that, but you know, just the longer I be, you know, the longer I'm here, the more blessed I feel that this is the place that I ended up, because we got a fantastic community up here.
Can I get you back to Pancho Villa for a second? The first time you did meet him was at camp, right? Last
Correct.
Year. And was he, had he been diagnosed? Was he sick? Did we know he was sick then?
Yeah.
So he shows up at St. John Fisher College. Did you know he was coming?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We had been in contact after the pick right away. I think within two or 3 days, we started messaging each other and swapped information. And, I had known the day he was going to come to training camp. I was like, hey, we're going to link up, and we got to hang out and talk for a while then. But it really wasn't until the season came that our bond really grew. You know, training camp, I'm fresh.
You're busy.
real focused on being a rookie. But as the season went, our relationship obviously grew, and it was a lot of just, you know, text messages here and there. How's your week going? You know, how was chemo? He was really good on social media, updating everybody how his journey was going. And then, you know, after the season, I even had more time on my hand, and obviously it was getting worse, so made those phone calls and FaceTimes a little more often.
The apex of his relationship with the particular team last year happened in the Jet game. That was week 10?
Mid-November.
Mid-November game, week 10, when he came in, and Sean McDermott had him speak to the team the night before the game with the Jets. And this was a dark time in the season last year where, you know, this was the fourth starting quarterback you'd had. You know, Matt was coming in, and you kind of had to rally around him. The speech he gave the next day, Murph has said it a couple of times, guys really credited that speech with really being an inspiration for that team and the big win.
Yeah, I think it came at such a crucial point in our season. And, you know, I had told him on the phone the other day, you know, he's done so much, regardless of the outcome of what he was fighting, he's a catalyst for our organization and the future of our organization. Mm-hmm. And when we came in and last year as rookies and we studied the greats who have been here before us and we saw the banners that are hanging and you know, understood what that was about. Poncho's the start of this whole movement with us too. Mm-hmm. You know, Coach has been coming up on year three. And right after that speech, the guys were all writing Poncho Power. We got the wristbands. Some of us got these nice, snazzy T-shirts, you know. But, a lot of the guys bought in and really learned more about the whole story. To some of them, you know, who didn't really follow the draft too much or just who's this super fan. When they actually got to hear him speak and the type of person and fan that he is, everyone just grew such more admiration and respect.
You know, you knew him well. I didn't know him at all. But the one thing I did detect was he had a tremendous sense of humor, right?
Yeah,
and knew who he was and what his role was and what that crazy costume meant. He got it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, two cool things about Poncho is, you know, number one, you know, he just chose to follow the Bills. You know, he didn't have a grandpa or uncle or something.
No connection.
He liked the red, white, and blue, and he chose to rock with the Bills and then stayed with us through thick and thin, 17 years, playoff run, and he stood by us the whole time. And that was just so welcome. You see, that's what, you know, Bills fans and Bills Mafia is all about, is, you know, they're to be there with you the whole time. And the second interesting thing about him, which, you know, he was a mortician. And so, you know, he's comfortable with death, and we've had many conversations about it. But his angle of why he became a mortician was so interesting to me is, you know, like when my grandmother passed away, the mortician made her as beautiful as, you know, as I remember her. This is a dead, decaying body, but they can make it just like grandma looked for me.
Yeah.
And so he found passion in that, finding the fact that when someone's burying their father, their mother, their daughter, their son, whoever it may be, they're as close to how they want to be remembered for the rest of their life. And that's why he did it so well and put so much, you know, energy and effort into it. And I just loved that. It was interesting.
One poignant thing about this, he made the selection at the draft, as you heard right at the beginning of this segment. He booked your relationship with him, bookended your rookie season.
Yeah.
And now we've turned the page, and now you move on. Into your second lap, and you're here at your OTAs. You were here, you know. Yeah. This is it's like a 12-month loop for you now. You're now a veteran.
Be careful. Right.
It feels different,
that
right?
Out there, but
he didn't say aging veteran.
Right. Yeah. Not a wily veteran. Just say, you know, it's different this year. What do you notice now in your second go around? Now that it's just begun, you come back and you see these new draft picks coming, and you think, oh my gosh, that I get that, right? Yeah. It's different now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's different in, you know, it's so much more comfortable, and so you're able to focus your attention on solely yourself and how can you aid the team better. Last year, the wheels are spinning. Where am I supposed to live? Wait, where's the meeting room, the cafeteria, lunch? There's so much going on that the wheels are just constantly spinning. Well, now that you kind of, you know, things are consistent, I know my way around, I know the people, I know everything I need to do. Now I can just have a sole focus on what can Harrison Phillips do to contribute to the 2019 Buffalo Bills?
What can you do? What's your plan?
Well, obviously,
come on, you knew that question was coming.
Yeah, I guess I kind of set it up for it. But, you know, right now I'm focusing on working on my explosiveness. It's one of the areas I felt like I lacked a little bit last year, was getting off on the ball, and felt like I was pretty stout in the run game, but I want to prove myself as a pass rusher. And the only way to get out there on third down is to prove that through this OTAs, training camp, the preseason. And so just really earn that right to get as many snaps as I can. And then now, you know, a really cool thing is I'm so grateful and so thankful to the person Kyle Williams was to me and what he got to mentor and you know, bring me along and all the things that he taught me. I think one of the reasons that Coach McDermott and Brandon Bean drafted me was for some of those reasons of who Kyle Williams was off the field as well. And so now I have that opportunity to lead these new guys we have in our room the same way that Kyle was leading me and bringing me along.
Last year you ended up as a number two overall defense. We had this question on our poll yesterday. Can the Bills, or, you know, will the Bills be a top five defense again? What are the likelihood of what, and what are the goals that you guys set for yourselves?
I mean, I think absolutely. We don't want to fall back anyway. So, you know, top five, obviously we have all of our standards and the areas that, that we feel are the most important to winning games, third down, turnover, you know, things like that that we're really going to be focusing on. But, yeah, we don't want to regress in any way. So, you know, our goal is to be number one, as it should be in all facets of life. And just in our, 5 weeks now we are through OTAs, and I think that we're really starting a strong foundation to accomplish that.
These 5 weeks, no contact, no pads, won't be pads for a while. How can you show what you have and what you have to offer, you know, especially as a lineman? How can you show what you have in these workouts you've had so far?
You know, I just want to come up to work every day and show that I care about what I'm doing, and I'm listening to everything they're saying me, all the coaching point, you know, establish I know the playbook in and out when we do our walkthroughs, don't blow any assignments in any way. And then, you know, we still get to go after it and run and break a sweat out there. Sure. If we're hitting bags, sleds, whatever it is, do it with intent and purpose. Be precise with, you know, hand placement, moving well, and you know, just go as fast as you can, balls to the walls.
Even time for dodgeball today. Steve and I were keeping an eye on that.
Yeah, that turns into the firestorm, doesn't it? I mean, that
I'd buy a ticket to watch
the
that.
The intensity goes right through the roof.
Yeah, it just like, yeah, soon, right? As soon as it blows, it's...
Everybody's happy-go-lucky, then the whistle blows, and it's like, ooh.
It's the competitor in us.
So fun.
How did you do? Who won? Were you on the winning team?
We went 4-3 or 3-4.
Okay.
Middle of the road. We had some, you know, controversial calls.
Sure.
It's pretty tough without having film review on everybody. And, right. You know, I might have been guilty of some of that. If you're not cheating, you're not trying type thing. But, no, it was a good day, and that's what the strength staff has told us. We've been working real hard for five weeks here. Get a little fun in there today.
Hey, Harrison, you mentioned you tried to follow Kyle Williams' example off the field, too, and I didn't realize this. And Steve said it a minute ago. You've been here all off season, huh? You didn't go home to Nebraska?
I went home for a while.
Oh, a little
and
bit?
I went to Stanford for a little bit.
Okay.
But I came back early. And
doing community stuff for the most part, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What kind of stuff? What have you liked doing?
You know, I've worked a lot with Bornhava, which is preschool for kids with Down syndrome and autism. Right. Done a lot of stuff with them. Gone up to Oshai Children's Hospital three, four, or five times now since I've been back. And just realizing we have so much time in the day, you know, not in season. And I worked my entire life to have the platform I have now, and I just want to, you know, pay it back and pay it forward.
So you've seen you've started to be here in the off season. You've seen this place and the transformation. Mm-hmm. How much does that change your desire to even stay here in the off season? I mean, it's like, wow. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
How convenient.
Exactly. They did a great thing. It's really hard to leave here at, you know, we get done at noon. It's hard to leave here right at noon. Like, there's so many different, whether it's massage, ART, Normatex, massage chairs, light bed therapy, saunas, steam rooms,
no,
hot tubs, cold tubs.
Sleep pods. We want to get into sleep pods.
I don't know what six of those words meant.
But it's hard.
Sounds
it's hard
fun.
To leave.
Have
yeah.
you used a sleep pod?
I have not. I'm not a big nap guy. I'm not.
We are. We'd like to.
We're in our mid to late 50s.
Would you like 60s. A scouting report?
Yeah. Yeah. You guys try it out.
Sleep pods are key.
Hey, Harrison, thanks. We I want to express condolences. I know you lost a good friend. You're going down for the funeral whenever it is in the next few days.
Yeah.
And we'll probably have, I'm sure you'll have encouraging words for Ezra's family, right? I mean, on behalf of the Buffalo Bills, I would think, right?
Yeah.
Because this team feels this, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of guys have been coming up to me knowing that I've been calling, checking in about every night the last couple of weeks. And so every day, a handful of people are coming up asking, what's the newest updates?
Yeah,
what's the newest updates?
So. Yeah. Sam, thank you for this. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.